This is going to be challenging. 5 minutes. I'm going to try and stick with the time. But first, I'd like to thank NIFA, of course, for funding our project, and also the leadership team for this project. We are actually coming to an end, but a lot of new things have come out of this, so I don't have time to explain, but it is a moving project still, so I'm excited about that. I was the PI on the project, and I had a postdoc who did a lot of the microbiological work. Her name is Niana Reed Jones. She's now at FDA. Also, I worked closely with Kate Everett, so I worked on the microbial aspect of the project and the food safety aspect. Kate Everett is a plant pathologist, and she had also a postdoc, Sasha Marine, who's now at Virginia Tech. Gerald Brust did the entomology part of the project, and he's at University of Maryland Extension. And we also had a sensory evaluation portion to the project, which actually written into the grant, and that was conducted by Sunny Luo at USDA with Yoon Hee Park. By the way, I really love the pairing chefs with breeders part. I wish we could have done something similar. It was great. Okay, so our main objective, really, the motivation for this project was the declining production of melons in our region. In the Mid-Atlantic, we used to be big producers of melon, but because of multiple challenges, including disease pressure, as well as growing awareness for food safety issues, because melons are high risk and we have a lot of salmonella in our region, it really became something that growers were moving away from. So the idea was to pair cover cropping, green manures, with melon production and see whether we could come up with a system that could be used on using organic practices that could be more viable. And so we had plant production, disease and insect herbivory management, food safety risk assessment, and sensory evaluation, kind of all, as well as bacterial dynamics in the fields, kind of all integrated together in this project. Okay, the cover crops we looked at were hairy vetch, crimson clover, rye, and combinations of crimson clover, hairy vetch with rye. And here are some pictures of some of the varieties of some of the cultivars of melons that we looked at. We started with kind of the netted type, but we moved also into including honeydew and canary types as well. And here are some of the aspects very quickly. We looked at yield and fruit weight, of course, looking in systems that used these cover crops and green manures. We looked at disease resistance, particularly anthracnose, powdery mildew, downy mildew. We looked at birational products that could be alternatives to that could be used for improving disease management, herbivory, and the transmission of bacterial wilt through herbivores, and of course the food safety part. This is some of the data that shows how we looked at bacterial dynamics in the field as during cover cropping and what happens after that. This is some of the data that we have that looks at whether green manures actually kind of suppress or not transmission of bacteria that may be relevant to food safety onto melons. We have a lot of data on that. We also did a lot of biosafety level 2 type work in the labs, taking melons and looking how the different management systems that we had may impact human pathogen survival on melons. And this is our sensory evaluation part. We took all of those cultivars that we were interested in from the production, disease management, and food safety aspect that from that scientific data, and then we had consumer panels, and we did also quality assessments with physicochemical parameters, and we kind of ranked our melons according to what consumers preferred, and we integrated all of that information into communication communications. We did demonstrations over the summer. We just had one last week. Unfortunately, it poured, and it was really hard, but we also have e-organic webinars, extension publications, and, of course, publications that we have submitted to scientific journals. And with that, I hope I stuck with our time, thanking a lot of people, and, of course, NIFA for our funding.
Thank you.